All right, Kash Patel needs to be fired, and he needs to be fired now. I don't care if you are left, right, up, down, blue, green. We've talked extensively on this channel about how pretty much everybody Donald Trump has selected to run certain agencies, like the FBI, are wildly, wildly underqualified to do the job. You know, we're like selecting podcast hosts to practically run the most important positions in the United States. But the FBI in particular, Kash Patel in particular, I talked a lot about and said that this is really dangerous. And if you look back at previous people, FBI directors, they have been so much more qualified than Kash Patel. And now we're seeing, after the aftermath of what happened with Charlie Kirk, Kash Patel is unable to do his job. This entire investigation has been a disaster, and I want to walk through it. Before I do, though, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, I appreciate it. I'm this close to hitting 80,000 subscribers. It would mean a lot if you just clicked right down below, checked out my channel. You guys are the best. On this channel, as always, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. Build something uplifting Gen Z voices on this channel moving into 2026 and 2028, trying to bring you the most up-to-date, accurate information all the time. Give us our perspective, our Gen Z Democrat perspective, if you will. So if you want to help us grow this channel and be a part of this community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. You guys are the best. All right, let's hop into this really quickly. FBI Director Kash Patel under fire after missteps in Kirk manhunt. I just want to walk through a couple things really quickly. Patel convened 200 agents, blasting delays and vowing, quote, no more Mickey Mouse operation laced with profanity. According to officials, he falsely declared Charlie Kirk's killer was in custody, and then he backtracked that hours later, which was a really big deal, undermined confidence in the probe. Critics cite his inexperience, social media fixation, and the purge of veteran agents as weakening the FBI's response. Patel and Deputy Dan Bongino flew to Utah to oversee an investigation as pressure mounts on the Bureau's leadership. So, like, you automatically see, I think, two things right here is that Kash Patel is obsessed with social media, and he thinks this shit is a game. It's not a game, okay? Like, running the FBI is a game, and I often get this feeling when I talk to MAGA, is like, whether it's foreign policy or things going on with the Department of Justice or the FBI, I'm arguing with people as if, like, your Uncle Joe down the street is just running this stuff. But this is very serious stuff. And so, like, Patel convening 200 agents, like, he thinks if he just, like, screams and yells and is like, no more Mickey Mouse. Like, we're here to be strong and lead with blah, 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 blah. Like, he's talking on a TV show. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything. He doesn't know how to lead. And just in the last 4 days, Kash Patel facing a major lawsuit for doing illegal things and seemingly being aware of it. Take a listen.
An explosive lawsuit against FBI Director Kash Patel filed by former FBI executives. That lawsuit alleges Patel knowingly broke the law when he carried out the firings at the behest of the White House. And it quotes him as saying he knew he could get sued for firing agents without cause, but that his job depended on removing people who had worked on cases against President Trump because, quote, the FBI tried to put the president in jail and he hasn't forgotten it. Joining me now, the MSNBC correspondents who got the early information about this lawsuit. They've been poor.
So I'll probably end up making a separate video about this on my YouTube channel. Again, if you want to check it out, the link will be in the description. But again, you get the basic idea here that these agencies with, you know, the hyper-politicization of the executive branch, unitary executive theory, the entire argument of Project 2025, we're going to give the president the ability to mass fire civil servants and fill these agencies with loyalists. The FBI, the DOJ, these places now work not based on what's best for the American people, insulated from political pressure. We're going to look into people, for example, I don't care if they're close to the president, if they're not, if they're left, right, it doesn't matter. We're not focused on the politics. We're focused on serving the American people. That's no longer in these agencies, right? And this is a great example. Kash Patel is firing people, saying his job depends on it because President Trump has some vindictive nature of blah, blah. It's nonsense, and it's hurting the FBI's ability to do their job. I go back now to the actual Charlie Kirk investigation and some of the missteps here. Take a listen to Kash Patel speaking at a press conference here.
To my friend Charlie Kirk, rest now, brother. We have the watch. And I'll see you in Valhalla.
Like, again, I don't know. You can let me know what you think. There's a lot of thoughts about this in particular on social media. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I always read you guys' comments. But it's just, like, very strange. It's, like, the way he speaks, the way he's, like, what he's doing. Again, like, it's all about media and being in front of a camera. Can you get to work and find this guy, please? Which, obviously, now we have this individual in custody. We're learning more about him. But, like, can you do your job? And furthermore, the ex-FBI chief, Donald Trump's FBI director in his first term, was stunned by a lot of the actions from Cash Patel, and actually stunned partly by this video, because here you see he's in Utah. And so Donald Trump's FBI director from his first term actually commented on a lot of this and was, like, frankly stunned about the actions Cash Patel has taken. Ex-FBI chief floored by Keystone Cash's Charlie Kirk blunders. The FBI's deputy director in the first Trump administration, Andrew McCabe, said he was left dumbfounded by the decision of the Bureau's current leader, Cash Patel, to visit Utah as authorities hunt for the killer of Charlie Kirk. Take a listen to this clip, because you saw that this clip, he's in Utah, and there was, you know, a several day span here. So I believe one of the days he traveled, and then he didn't speak to the media. Obviously, here he's speaking to the media. So sometime in this time frame, Andrew McCabe saying this, and it's pretty damning, again, from somebody who Trump selected from his first term. And it gives you a pretty clear idea that now it's all about yes men. It's not about who is qualified for the job. It's about who will say yes to Trump, who is politically advantageous to Trump. Take a listen.
Cash Patel, the FBI director, flew to Utah today, but did not speak. And this is after a couple of days of several tweets that really got ahead of what they actually had in terms of a suspect or a subject in this investigation. What do you make of the fact that we didn't hear from him tonight?
Yeah, you know, that one's really hard to figure out. There are many good reasons why you wouldn't go, if you're the director, you would not go out to the scene of an ongoing crisis, post-crisis investigation. I think that's many of the reasons why, you know, typically directors don't do that. One of the reasons not to do that is because the presence of the director imposes a huge burden on the field office. There's all kinds of arrangements that have to be made. There's all kinds of security concerns that arise. Transportation becomes very complicated. And that's the last thing you want to do to the field office while they're in the middle of investigating a critical incident. So, again, it's strange to go out there under those circumstances. Why he went and then did not say anything at the press conference, I really don't know. I'm a bit at a loss to understand, like, what was the purpose of going out there. If you're there, you know, you probably want to at least make very perfunctory comments about appreciating the hard work of the men and women that are doing the investigation, and of course thanking your partners for the sort of access and the relationship that you have.
But again, really clear there from all the things we've talked about in this video, from Donald Trump's FBI director during his first term, like, this is complete incompetence. It's complete incompetence. This has nothing to do with politics. Like, something happened, a tragic event happened, and this person should have been caught so much earlier. The blunders that we have seen throughout this, you know, entire saga here in just the last, you know, four days, is crazy. It's insane. Right? And again, he says, well, I honestly don't know as a former FBI director why Cash Patel would go out there. Again, because he has no idea what he's doing, and he thinks it's all, like, it's all a game. All these people think this shit's a game. I hate to be blunt there. Excuse my language. But, like, Cash Patel thinks he's, like, in a movie. It's like, oh, let's fly to Utah and I'm the FBI director and I'll give the... It's like, no, dude, we need people who know what they're doing. We don't need flashy. We don't need celebrities. We don't need podcast hosts. We need people who know what they're doing in charge of these rules. And again, some good commentary I saw here on Twitter referring to Cash Patel. This useless buffoon didn't catch anyone. The family members turned in the killer themselves, which is true. The FBI was fucking useless. Trump needs to fire Cash Patel yesterday. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. And so I'm hoping that this is one of those things that, you know, for once can, like, transcend politics, you know? It's like, there's pressure mounting from the right to fire this guy. Now, the problem is that, like, whoever gets put in his place is also just going to be a yes man. So, like, what am I really hoping for? But, like, it's kind of surprising to not see more Republicans speak out about this FBI Director Kash Patel was dining in New York on Wednesday night after the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. Two sources familiar with his whereabouts say, this is again, when we learn this, this is where the pressure has really ramped up. Not just from the left, but also on the right about firing this guy. Patel had posted on Twitter at 6:21 ET that the subject in Kirk's killing was in custody. A well-known restaurant that is notoriously tough to get into in New York City opens at 7. At 7:59, Patel posted a follow-up post that the subject in custody had been released after interrogation with law enforcement. The details come amid criticism from multiple former FBI officials of Patel's handling of the Kirk investigation. One law enforcement official said that the horrific event of Kirk's killing showcased Patel's public inability to meet the moment as a leader. Exactly. And what are you doing? Like, again, this isn't a game. Tweeting about the subject in custody while you're trying to get in dinner that same night in New York City? Oh, what a disaster. And of course, that wasn't the person. It wasn't actually who they had in custody. It's a disaster. Let me know what you think of all of this down below in the comments. Truly, I appreciate you guys watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. If you haven't already subscribed to this channel and you've made it this far in the video, why not? Why not? It would mean so much. I appreciate you guys. Please stay safe out there and stay sane with all the obviously crazy stuff going on in the world right now. I'm proud of you. Be sure to take breaks from social media too. Go outside, take a walk. It's okay to disconnect for just a little bit. You can't fight the good fight unless you're doing okay. I'm proud of you. I love you. I will see you in the next video.